Now, additionally, I found that with the dose dense, I know the studies show that there wasn't an increase in toxicity. In my personal experience, I did find that patients experienced a great deal more fatigue and asthenia and found it difficult to recuperate between cycles. They never really had that extra week off to kind of get their energy back up. So
that's interesting, you know, that you would say that, because, you know, that really is very intuitive. And yet I've heard over and over from people saying, quote, isn't it surprising that these people aren't becoming fatigued when they're getting chemotherapy in a third less time? And I was like, well, okay, I guess that's interesting, but actually what you're saying makes sense.
My opinion on that, and this is nothing against physicians, is that patients don't tell physicians everything that they're feeling. They tend to talk a lot more to their nurses. As a physician assistant, I spend a lot of time with patient education and talking to them before their treatments. We focus a lot on quality of life issues when we sit down and talk before each treatment. And I think patients expect to feel fatigued from chemotherapy. And a patient who's never gone through chemotherapy, when they were on a dose dense, this is what they were expected to feel. It's only in my experience to compare what patients would tell me when they were on a every 3 week schedule versus an every 2 week schedule that I can say that I really felt that they had a great deal more fatigue.
Interesting. Okay, so you were using generally when you had node positive or like this woman, high risk, mm-hmm. node negative, dose dense, AC, paclitaxel mm-hmm. every 2 weeks with Neulasta, I'm
with
guessing.
Neulasta, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.